This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel's cabinet has approved an agreement on normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have agreed to meet soon. The Israeli parliament is expected to vote on ratifying the agreement later this week. Israel and the UAE signed the U.S. brokered agreement at a White House ceremony last month, where Israel also signed a similar deal with Bahrain. They are the third and fourth Arab states to make such agreements with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday no changes were anticipated to the format for peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan proposed that its ally Turkey should be involved. Lavrov was speaking to reporters in Moscow after talks with Armenia's foreign minister, who said effective peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh would only be possible after a full ceasefire between Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces. The area is a largely ethnic Albanian populated enclave within Azerbaijan. Jordan's King Abdullah swore in a new government led by veteran diplomat Bashir al-Kaswani on Monday, charging him with accelerating IMF-backed reforms as the economy faces its sharpest contraction in decades due to the coronavirus crisis. British-educated Kaswani, 51, was appointed Wednesday to replace Omar al-Razaz at a time of rising popular discontent about worsening economic conditions and curbs on public freedoms under emergency laws to contain the coronavirus pandemic. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. At this hour, confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are underway. U.S. President Donald Trump's third nominee to the nine-member court is set to speak this afternoon. Monday morning, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says Barrett is qualified to be on the court.
The person appearing before this committee is in a category of excellence, something the country should be proud of.
Senate Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Dianne Feinstein says the Senate should wait on high court hearings.
Simply put, I believe we should not be moving forward on this nomination, not until the election has ended and the next president has taken office.
Two American economists won the 2020 Swedish Central Bank Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said it awarded the prize to Paul R. Milgrom and Robert B. Wilson, quote, for improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats, end quote. The honorees will equally split the $1.1 million award. The Nobel Prize in Economic Science was not included in Alfred Nobel's will. It was created in 1968 by the Swedish Central Bank in memory of Nobel to mark its 300th anniversary. The mayor of Liverpool says his city will be placed under the most stringent level of restrictions in a new three-tier system of measures to slow the transmission of the coronavirus in England, AP's Zaria Shockley reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to announce fresh lockdown restrictions for virus hotspots in the north of England. But the mayor of the Greater Liverpool region in northwest England says local officials have not yet agreed with Johnson's government on what the exact restrictions will be. Businesses, including gyms and pubs, are expected to be shut, but restaurants are lobbying to be allowed to remain open. Under the new measures, areas of England will be classed as at medium, high or very high risk and placed under restrictions of varying severity. Zaria Shackley, London.
For the second day in a row, Iran announced Monday its highest single-day death toll from the coronavirus, with 272 people confirmed dead. The announcement by the health ministry spokesperson saw Iran also give its single-day highest count of new cases. Iran has seen the worst outbreak in the Middle East. Heavy rains and flooding in central Vietnam have killed at least 17 people and forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of residents over the past week, according to state media. Images from the region showed entire villages submerged due to the flooding, which also cut food supplies to thousands of residents. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.